Hello?
Hey, David?
Yes.
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, I don't know if it's you or your wife or whatever, but can you stop monitoring our baby monitor? You know, that's just...
What's that?
Stop monitoring our baby monitor. That's just for us to listen to.
What are you talking about?
Well, we have one of those radio baby monitors. It has the camera, the audio and everything, and you guys keep monitoring that.
I have no idea. Who is this?
Oh, this is Roy. And
where do you live at?
Well, I'm on School Road, like kind of around the corner from where you are. But can you just stop monitoring the baby monitor? That's really weird.
Wait a minute. You live on School Road?
Yeah.
I don't live on School Road.
Yeah, you live on Park.
No, I don't. I moved out of there in 2010. My father died.
Oh, bullshit. No, I can tell. It's you guys monitoring it. Can you just knock it off?
Well, I'm telling you right now, I don't live at Park Street anymore. Look, I moved out of there in 2010.
You don't have to pretend that you moved out in 2010. We know you're monitoring
it. Dude, I don't live there. I'm telling you right now.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby. That's weird. You creep.
Dude, I don't live at that house. I'm trying to tell you. I'm being honest with you. I don't live at that house.
You're being
Whoever's at that house is monitoring your baby. It's not me.
Well, is it your wife?
I can tell you right now, I don't live at that house. My dad died in 2010. Roger, if you knew Roger.
I don't know, Roger. I know you or your wife needs to stop monitoring our baby, because, like,
I'm telling you right now, it's not me.
What are you listening for? What do you want?
I'm telling you, it's not me. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't live at Park Street. I moved out of there in 2010.
I have a lie detector set up on this line, and I can tell you're lying.
I can tell you right now, I don't live at... I moved out of there when my dad passed away in 2010. I mean, I can... I mean, I'm telling you, you can call the police and ask them. I don't live there.
Oh, there goes the needle again. It's saying lying. It says you're lying.
Dude, where do you live at? What's your address? I'll come to your house right now.
Do you live, like, nearby, maybe on Park Street?
No, I don't live on Park Street anymore, dude.
Well, why are you saying you're
gonna live there? I haven't lived there in 10 years,
dude. You're saying you're going to come right over.
I'm telling you the honest
God truth. Yeah, right.
I don't even know who you are.
Look,
I have no idea who you are.
I don't know what kind of creep you are, but just, like, stop
doing
it.
Dude, I'm telling you. Go ahead and call the police.
I'm not calling the police. It's not a police matter.
Why did you call the police?
I'm just asking you.
Call the police if you want. Dude, I don't live there.
Nicely.
I'm telling you, 100%, I don't live there.
Nicely.
You're telling me you got me on a lie detector test?
Oh, I do.
What is your address, dude? I'm going to call the cops because I don't live there, dude.
Everything you say is...
I moved out of there in 2010. We sold the house in 2010 to some lady who rents it out to people now. You got two families living in that house now. From what I hear. So I'm telling you the honest God truth, Roy.
Why is
I do not live in that house.
Why is it coming up as you monitoring us then, you fucking weirdo?
I have no idea. I don't live. I live in the trailer park now, dude. I live at 31 Drive.
Okay,
I do not live in that house.
David. Listen here, you son of a bitch.
What's that?
I said, listen here, you son of a bitch.
Listen here, dude. Give me your address. I'll come to your house.
No, I was trying to
send the police. I was trying to come there and I'll show you my driver's license.
I was trying to tell you something. Hey, this is just a prank call.
I'm just trying to be honest with you here, dude. I don't live there. I'm trying to be honest with you for you to get the real people that are monitoring your baby.
David, this is serious shit, dude. I understand that. Shut up. This is just a prank call. You need to calm the fuck down.
What?
I said this is just a prank call. You need to calm the fuck down, sir.
This is a prank call.
Yeah, I'm just prank calling people in the neighborhood. I didn't know you moved. Sorry to hear about your dad.
Well, dude, I mean, like I said, I don't live there. I'm trying to be honest with you. Somebody's monitoring your baby. That's really messed
up. I don't even have a baby. This is just a prank call. I'm just prank calling people in the neighborhood. That's all.
What is your name?
Roy.
And what's your fucking address?
Oh, I'm not telling you that.
Well, what street you live on, school?
Yeah, just around the corner, but...
Dude, I lived in that neighborhood for 30 fucking years, dude. I'm going to find out who you are, believe me, motherfucker. You're going to call me and fucking threaten me and fucking prank me and shit, dude? I don't live there. I've lived there in 10 fucking years, dude.
All right, well,
my fucking father passed away. We sold that fucking house.
Okay.
I'm going to find out who you are, because I know people still know people that live in that fucking neighborhood, believe me, dude.
Well, it's just
believe
a,
me.
It's just a
believe
prank.
Believe me.
Just a prank
I'm
call.
Coming,
just,
I'm coming
just,
down that street in about 5 fucking minutes,
oh,
dude.
Shit.
I'm going to go up to the neighbors. I'm going to find out who the fuck you are.
I'm going to hide. I'm going to, like, close my curtains and peek out them. While you drive by.
No, because the police will be with me, motherfucker.
And I'm going to giggle.
That's who will be with me.
I'm going to giggle while I see you driving by. I'm going to be like, yeah, there's that guy I prank called.
Yeah, you're going to be funny when the police pull in your fucking driveway, motherfucker. You're accusing me of fucking something. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Why would the police come over? What's
now
my crime?
I'm fucking pissed. You fucking call me up and accuse me of fucking your baby shit, motherfucker. I'm calling the cops right fucking now.
I don't even have a baby. What crime was committed that you're going to call
them? What are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I lived there 10 years.
Because it's a prank call, idiot.
It's a prank call that just turned real fucking bad for you, buddy. What? I'm telling you that right now.
I bet you'll never find me.
Dude, I will find you. I lived in that neighborhood for 30 fucking years, and I know a lot of people in that neighborhood, motherfucker.
All
I gotta do is go around. Who in the fuck's Roy? Where does he live? I'll go ask Paul. He lives my fucking neighbor, motherfucker. He still lives there.
I've
known him for fucking 40 years,
Hey, shut up. Do you know Mrs. Stuman?
What?
Do you know Mrs. Stuman?
Who?
Mrs. Stuman.
Who?
She's in the blue house, dummy.
Steven.
No, Mrs. Stuman. It's a female.
It's what?
Yeah, see, you don't know shit. You don't know anybody in this neighborhood.
Who are you talking about in the blue house? That fucking blue house has been turned over fucking 10 times in the last fucking 10 years, dude.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the blue house, okay? I know people in that neighborhood that you don't know, dude. I'll find out who you are.
Look here, okay? David. Why don't you just hang up the fucking phone?
No, why don't you, motherfucker?
Oh, I'm not hanging up anything.
I'm on my way to the police station right now, dude. Keep talking, bitch.
You're
going
to go to the police station. Okay, I'll listen to you. Go to the police station.
Keep talking, bitch, because I'm on my way there right fucking now, motherfucker. I'll find out where you live from Paul.
This sounds hilarious.
I know people that still live in that neighborhood, dude.
What crime are you going to tell the police that I committed?
What?
What crime did I commit?
What crime did you commit? You fucking accused me of something, dude.
That's not a crime to just lie.
I got your phone number right here, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You don't even know what the fuck you got. You made the worst fucking call of your life, dude. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I don't know. I'm enjoying this. I'm just wondering.
You're enjoying this?
Like, why?
You're not going to be enjoying it when I'm at your fucking house. I'm going to tell you that much, dude.
Are you going to hurt me?
You're not going to enjoy it, dude. You're not going to enjoy it. Believe me. You're not going to enjoy it.
Are you going to hurt me?
You're going to be regretting every fucking second of this bullshit, dude.
Why? Are you going to hurt me?
No.
Okay.
The police are going to fucking take care of you, dude.
Okay.
For making a prank call and accusing me of something that is ridiculous.
What part of that is a crime?
What part of that is a crime? Prank calls are a crime, dude.
I don't know about that. It's just
accuse somebody of something and saying that stop monitoring your baby. What the fuck are you talking about?
I was just trying to get you riled up, that's all. It works. Oh, you gotta take care of that cough.
How did you get my phone number anyway?
You don't have the COVID, do you?
No, I got a cough, motherfucker. Okay. I got a cold.
Okay, well,
you have a cold before?
Stay away from my house if you have COVID, okay?
Dude, I'm coming to you having a cough all over you, you fucking cock.
Oh, now see, that's a crime. You're making threats now? You're threatening
you're a fucking joke.
Infect me with your sickness?
Dude, don't call me back.
I'm going to go to the sheriff's office right now, and I'm going to bring him to your house.
Okay. Dude, listen, I don't know what your deal is or what you got going on over there.
I was just making prank calls.
What's happening?
I'm just making calls.
It was a prank phone call?
Yeah.
That's all it was?
Yeah. We should just hang up and never talk to each other again. Prank call. Prank call.
How did you get my number to begin with?
Someone gave it to me. They said they don't like you.
Someone gave it to me because they don't like me.
Yeah, but believe it or not, it was actually the mayor.
Right, we'll leave it at a prank phone call then there, buddy.
Okay, sister.
Have a good day.
All right, I love you. Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Pervert.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby.
What?
You son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch.
You're
son of
a
bitch. Son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby.
No.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby.
No.
You son of a bitch. fucking creep.
Could I what?
Where do you live? How about this?
What?
Go fuck yourself.
You're calling me and what? Fucking threaten me and fucking prank me and shit?
What? Believe me. Who? Believe me.
Use the prank call.
I'm coming down that street.
Well, dude, what are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there 10 years. What?
You know this is cool.
What are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there 10 years. What are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there 10 years.
Who's been in the water?
Roy?
What is your name?
Roy?
Bullshit.
What is your name?
Roy?
Bullshit. Why are you gonna hurt me?
No!
Shut up.
Alright. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Why don't you just hang up the fucking phone, you piece of shit?
Okay.
No! You son of a bitch.
What?
You son of a bitch.
This is just a prank call. You need to calm the fuck down. Hello there, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, episode 850. It is brought to you by Basket of Grapes, Danny Boy, Jimmy S., Climatiz, and Shrink Man. I did some pranks earlier today, and you're about to hear them.
Thank you for calling Safeway. How may I help you?
Hey, it's Sensei Doug. I run the martial arts place next door.
Uh-huh.
And we're up in your ceiling right now, me and my students.
You guys are at our ceiling?
What's that?
You guys are at our ceiling, you said?
Yeah, just crawling around on the drop ceiling. Because we can access it from over at our place.
Okay.
We just kind of go up there and get in our ceiling, and we can cross right over into yours.
All right.
So we're doing ninja training type stuff. And some of my students have been dropping down into your store, and they're just kind of hiding in there.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Yeah, you're just calling to let us know that that's happening?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just don't want you to be concerned if you saw any kids coming out of the ceiling.
Okay, I'll let my manager know.
For the most part, they're pretty stealthy. But sometimes, they get spotted because they're students.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling.
It's not a problem, right?
I'll have to confirm that with my manager. This is like very different type of call that I'm expected to get in a day. Let me go ahead and tell my manager this, and then we'll figure out what's going to be the course of action. Okay.
Is it okay if I'm in your back room right now? I'm on the floor, and I'm in the room where there's like big panels of switches, like circuit breakers.
Okay. Hold on.
If I start flipping these, like, what does it turn off?
Jesus Christ.
What? Jesus Christ. What? You said Jesus Christ to me.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I don't know what happened. I was talking to somebody.
This is Fletcher. I'm the store director. How can I help you?
Oh, okay. I'm in the back where the circuit breaker switches are.
Who is this again?
My name's Sensei Doug. I'm at the... I do the martial arts place next door.
Uh-huh.
But I'm flipping switches. Is it turning off any machines up there or anything up in the front?
Flipping switches where? Where are you exactly?
I'm in the back where the switches are. You know, the circuit breaker, big boxes on the walls. See,
So you're in the Safeway right now?
Yeah. See, I'm flipping switches. And
so my question is, why are you flipping switches?
Well, I was wondering, is that shutting off any of the machines up front? You got like those machines,
no,
like
where are you
lottery,
in the Safeway?
Lottery machine. Is everything still on?
Yeah, where are you exactly?
Which one turns off the lights?
Where are you, please? Can you just tell me where you are?
Yeah, I'm in the... I don't know if he told you, but I came in through the ceiling because our ceiling is connected to your ceiling. So me and a bunch of my students are over here right now through the ceilings. Oh, okay. He does not believe that at all. Gosh darn it. I'm looking through my request folder, and I saw this one in here. That's a shopping center from a Mr. Baff 320. And there's a martial arts place, and I don't know, he says be Sensei Doug and do things, you know? So that's what I'm doing. I called up the person on the other side of Sensei Doug. It was a Domino's Pizza. And that guy didn't speak enough English for me to be able to tell him what I was doing with his phone lines.
GNC, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug. I'm at the martial arts place, you know, just down the sidewalk a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
how are you?
Oh, well, not too bad. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well, thank you.
That's good. I don't know, like every time I walk past your store on my way to work, you're just in there fucking looking at me like that. Can you please not be like that?
What do you mean?
Well, you're just in there giving me snake eyes. And like, I don't know if you're just making fun of me. I'm just walking to my work, you know, here at the martial arts place. That's all.
I don't have a martial arts studio around me. I'm at GNC.
Yeah, I know. It's down the sidewalk a bit. It's around the corner. Maybe you just don't go back there.
I'm kind of confused at this conversation. I don't ever demean anyone that I look at or anything.
Well, no, you
just
give me snake eyes. You give me snake eyes all the time. Like, when I'm just walking by, that's all. Trying to go to work. You're in there giving me snake eyes.
I don't ever do that to anyone. I'm sorry that you're feeling that way.
No, I'm sure you are, because every time I walk by, I glance up and you're in there giving me snake eyes and just glaring at me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love to glare at people so much, man. Like this,
please,
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
I know you think it's funny, but please stop.
Well, I don't know what this conversation's about, sir.
Yes,
so
you do.
I am not
looking
apologizing
at me like
for
that.
Anything.
Oh, I didn't ask
looking
for,
at who?
I didn't ask for an apology. Just please stop doing it.
Well, I don't even know who I'm looking at. I don't even know who you're referencing.
It's me. It's Sensei Doug. I'm the only one dressed in a Sensei uniform.
Okay.
Son of
a
bitch.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to continue doing my life, and I'm sorry that you're taking into account someone else and trying to imply
you need
something.
To turn around whenever I walk by. Just turn around and face the wall. Face the back wall.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go just put my nose up in a corner and face the back wall.
I'm sick of your bullshit,
sir. Hope you have a
nice
day. Goodbye.
Sick of your bullshit. You know, he's right. I don't think there is the martial arts place at this new one I'm calling. But how does he know? Like everything that's in the shopping center.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
This is Sensei Doug over at Popeye's.
Say that again?
Shut your damn razor off.
You said shut my damn razor off?
Yeah, I'm trying to talk. I can't hear you.
Man, who the hell you think you're talking to, man?
I don't know. This is Sensei Doug. I don't know who the fuck you are. You better stop shining that laser over at our store.
Laser? Man, hey, bro, don't call this goddamn phone no more,
hey,
man.
You better stop shining that laser over here, you son of a bitch.
Man, ain't nobody got no damn laser shining nothing over there, man. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Oh, yeah, I bet you don't have a buzzer either in your hand. Popeyes is right out in the middle of this shopping center.
7-Eleven, I'm out here.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Hello?
It's Sensei Doug. Hello.
Yes?
At the martial arts place.
Hold on a second. Let me transfer to you.
You're going to transfer it to
the
me?
Postman.
What?
Jonathan?
What?
What is it? Jonathan?
Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, I was just telling him I'm Sensei Doug. I'm at the martial arts place.
What is that? Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I'm on your Wi-Fi right now.
Okay.
And I've hacked into your ATM machine. And
what happened to the ATM?
Yeah, I'm watching you through the ATM camera.
Yeah.
I see you.
You're watching me through ATM camera?
Yeah, I hacked into it with my computer.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I can see you. Wave hello. Wave. Hi. I see you.
By the way, this is a landline. I don't have visual on this side.
Yeah, I hacked in through the Wi-Fi. I'm at the Marshall.
No, I have no any connection with the Wi-Fi, brother.
Hey, no, shut up. The Wi-Fi on the ATM.
It's okay. Go ahead and do. I don't know what everyone will look at, but I don't have any access to that, and I don't really understand what you're talking about.
I hacked into the Wi-Fi on the ATM, so I'm watching you through the camera, and you need to stop looking at me like that.
Hey, brother.
What?
I'm not looking at you right now, and I'm not next to the ATM anyways.
Well, you're looking at the ATM. You're
is there anything I can help you?
You're looking across the room at the ATM, and you're giving me...
Is there anything I can help you with that?
You give me, like, evil looks, you know, like, you need to cut that out. Well, that was pointless.
How may I help you?
Hey, it's this is Sensei Doug from 7-Eleven.
This is what?
My name is Sensei Doug. I'm calling you from 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Next door, kind of, you know. You guys are being pretty fucking loud over there. Why don't you quiet down?
We're not making any noise over here.
Oh, yes, you are. You're being so loud. You need to just shut up. I am not having the best luck with shopping centers today.
Hello, thanks for calling Circle K. How can we help you?
Well, hey there, it's Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Circle K.
Hello, what's up?
You need to pull up your damn socks, please. We're watching you on the security cameras.
Please, I'm sorry, what?
Can you please pull up your socks?
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, I don't think so. No, we can see right through and tell through your... We can see your socks, okay?
Nazneen?
Yeah?
Someone from corporate is telling me to pull up my socks.
Immediately. And you know what, Nazneen?
I don't understand what this is about.
Pulling up your socks, you know, looking professional. Pull up your damn socks.
I don't know what you're on about, man.
Your socks.
You got the wrong store. I don't know what's going on.
I'm calling the store.
Are you okay?
I'm calling
to help you?
Sir, I'm calling the store on Road. I'm calling from the corporate office. Pull up your socks.
I really don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Your socks. You know what a sock is?
Yes.
They're on
I
your feet.
I think you're being ridiculous.
No,
you
I'm
either
not.
Either the wrong store
you're,
or you're being ridiculous.
I just
I don't
told
know what's
you.
Going
I'm,
on.
I'm calling the right store at 18 Road.
Yes.
All right. Pull up your damn socks right now. You need to look professional.
Nazneen, can you come take this call, please? Because this is really frustrating me.
Why is it frustrating that you have to follow a dress code?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey there. It's Sensei Doug from the corporate office. With Circle K?
Okay.
Hello. I just... Nah. She knows not to get scammed by the fake corporate office at Circle K. Good for her.
Hello?
Hello, Kendra?
Yes, ma'am.
Listen here, you biatch. You need to hang up that motherfucking phone.
Your mama.
Hey. Hey, you don't bring my mama into this.
Your mama.
Why you just hang up that phone? You effing...
Your mama.
You effing B? Hang up that phone.
Your mama. Tell your mama.
I command you...
Tell your mama.
To hang up that phone.
I command you to suck these nuts. And stop playing on my motherfucking phone.
I command
baby,
you.
My address... Hey, I command you to pull up at my address. 46...
Okay. I command you to tell that bitch in the background. Tell her to shut the fuck up. Oh, lady in the background sounded more upset than Kendra. That was from Anime Girl. That was another mean-ass bitch, she says.
You talking about my name. I bet you got my address. I don't like to play on the phone.
I need your address. I didn't hear it.
Pull up, bitch. 46.
That's my address.
Okay. I should send her a pizza or something, but no. I won't send her a pizza. What would be the point? Thank you, Anime Girl. She sent that 3 hours ago. And by the way, I think I'm just giving up on the shopping center thing. I actually called up a lot of shopping centers, and I just wasn't getting good responses from them. So fuck it. I'm done. Oh, here's a good one from Joshua. He wants me to prank call the parents of a missing teenager. That sounds hilarious. I could be like, yeah, he's over here at my house. We just been playing Nintendo all this time. Or I could offer to start sending pieces of him back to them. Send them a finger here and there, a toe. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to call the parents of a missing teenager. Thank you, Joshua, for the request. He sent me another thing, too, that was much nicer, but didn't work out. but I may try it again soon. Don't prank call traumatized parents, everybody. It's not nice. Here's a strange one from the sign guy. It's a picture of the back of a semi-truck, you know, an 18-wheeler. I mean, I think so. I only see the back of it, but looks like an 18-wheeler. And I think this could be a prank sign because it's on very crooked and it's on bright green fluorescent poster board and it's taped up there with duct tape. And the sign says, I need a wife. This time, part-time, has his phone number and says weekends only. So it could be real, but it also could be a prank on him. So I don't know. Let's give him a call.
Hello.
Oh, hey. This
hello.
Hello. It's Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless. We're changing your number today. The 7333 number. I just needed to let you know.
Why?
Just so you'll have the new number, because I have the new number here.
Why?
You're going to need to write that down.
Who is this?
My name is Kevin from Verizon Wireless.
You can't change my number. It's my fucking number.
Oh, no. No, we own the numbers. We just kind of lease them out to you. We can do anything we want with them.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and do that? Do whatever you want.
All right, well, would you like your new phone number?
No, because I won't have Verizon anymore if you change my number.
Oh, no, no, you'll still have Verizon, but it's just going to be a different phone number. We're going to have we'll give you a whole different area code and everything.
I don't give a fuck what you give me. I don't want fucking Verizon.
Okay, listen, sir, I'm just kidding. I'm not with Verizon. My wife wants to talk to you.
Hello. I hear you're looking for a wife.
Yeah, but you're married, so, you know, you're just kind of all wasting my time.
Oh, no, but I'm already a wife. You said you're looking for a wife, not a... You didn't say you're looking for a fiancé.
I ain't looking for some twisted-ass bunch of fucks, okay?
Look, so, you don't even have to meet my husband, you idiot. Ah, oh, I just wanted to sit in a truck.
I've never been in a semi before, if you know what I mean.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has...
Oh, now when I call him, it goes straight to voicemail. Before, it would ring 3 or 4 times because he kept hitting the FU button. So I'm going to call him from a different phone number.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set.
And he still doesn't want to talk to me. I was hoping to find out if he would take me instead of my wife. Because, you know, I'm pretty sexy, sitting up there in that cab with my feet up, sticking out the window. Here's a number from the sign guy. It is a food truck. I actually just tried another food truck from him, and they didn't pick up. But maybe this one will. It's Greek food.
Greek, how can I help you?
Hey there, are you in the food truck right now?
This is the Greek restaurant.
Oh. Well, is the owner around?
I'm sorry?
Is the owner around?
Yes. He is in a meeting currently. If you could call back in about 10, 15 minutes.
What kind of meeting?
A meeting with our other manager.
That's just a couple of people talking. That's not a meeting.
Okay, I can go grab her for you.
They're just hanging out. Okay, thank you. I did not expect that.
How can I help you?
Well, is this the manager person?
I'm the owner. What can I do for you?
Okay, great. I'm calling from the comptroller's office with the city.
Okay.
And the mayor, he wanted me to give you a message. He doesn't like you.
Okay, this is not real. So
oh, no, it's real. I'm just the messenger, okay? The mayor does not like you, and, you know, don't take it personally.
What is this about? Who are you?
Well, I'm with the comptroller's office. I just work in the office down the hallway a little bit from the mayor's office. And I just said I'd do him a favor. I'd give you this message.
What good does this do? Like, that he doesn't like me. He doesn't know me. I don't even know the mayor.
I don't know. I don't know you either. He does not like you. He wrote it on a post-it, and he's like, you give this message to her.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'll address that with the mayor. Thank you.
Okay, well, do you want me to give you a message back to the mayor?
No, thank you. I'll take care of it myself.
Okay, well, ma'am, you don't have to act like this. I'm starting to see why he doesn't like you.
Well, it's very hurtful. I don't know him. I haven't done anything other than have a business in
for over 30 years.
Don't be hurt about it. It's just, you know, it's just something that the mayor does sometimes. You're not the first person he's had
Can I get your name?
Sure. It's Brad Carter.
And what office are you in?
The comptroller's office. It's just down the hall from the mayor. He comes in and chats all the time. Anyway, I don't have all fucking day to talk. I'm going to let you go.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Just remember, I cannot believe I got her on the phone. I got her to leave her important meeting, a.k.a. her completely made-up bullshit meeting, and the lady took it seriously. That was great. Here's the call coming in on the Anime Girl line. Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you? This is the bitch you told to shut up in the background earlier. That's who the fuck this is.
Was that today?
Oh. Yeah, that was today.
Okay, I was a little drunk earlier, but I'm sobered up.
You were a little drunk earlier.
I'm a little sober. I'm sobering up, and...
Okay, where the fuck are you from?
I don't think I remember who you are, but I'll go ahead and apologize.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
I definitely remember who you are, though. So where are you from, bud?
Well, if you know who I am, you probably know who I'm from, where I'm from.
I want to know where you're from. I called your phone number because you were on the phone with someone and I was laughing in the background, and that makes me the bitch in the background that's funny.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really fucking appreciate it.
The bitch in the background. I kind of remember that.
The bitch in the background. Yeah, that's me.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Yeah, hilarious. Where are you from, man?
Where are you going?
Wherever the fuck you're at. Where are you from, man?
You're not coming over here. That's silly. I'm across the country.
Really? You're across the country. Where's that at?
Well, you probably don't know your geography very well.
I don't. I'm definitely very geographically challenged. But you know, I have GPS. It gets me just about from A to B.
You don't have GPS.
Siri does.
Siri doesn't have GPS.
Anywho, where are you from, man?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to just make you wonder. You should call me up every day, though, and ask me.
I shouldn't. Is this what you do with your fucking life?
Maybe eventually I will crack and I'll tell you where I'm from.
I don't know. I just think it's like incredibly, like, how are you so callous and rude and mean to people for no reason?
Well, you're being kind of mean to me.
Not really. You called me a fucking bitch because I laughed.
Well, you're laughing like a fucking bitch does. I'm sorry. That's not me.
Am I laughing like a fucking bitch?
That's,
I think it's
that's
hilarious.
You.
That this
that's
guy,
not me.
I'm laughing like a fucking bitch.
Yeah, and if you think it's so hilarious, then why are you upset?
If I think what's so hilarious?
You just said you think it's hilarious that I called you a fucking bitch because you laughed.
I was laughing that you're calling, like, screaming at Robert because his fucking automobile shop, his transmission shop is called the Tranny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why... Yeah, it's hilarious that people take time out of their life to call and make pranks.
How often does he get that prank?
Do what?
How often does he get that prank about trannies?
He says multiple times, right? So that's why I was just laughing in the background. That's why I'm a little confused as to where you could come off and be so fucking callous and rude to me.
Yeah, are you that wife of his?
No, I'm not at all.
Okay.
What? Whatsoever.
I was going to make
that. He doesn't have a wife.
It makes sense. He goes around calling people trannies. People aren't going to like him.
He doesn't call people trannies. He works on transmissions.
He's a real piece of shit. You know that?
He's really not.
And you're a fucking bitch for laughing about it.
How am I a fucking bitch about what? Are you a transvestite?
I am. I'm very offended by all of this.
You should be. Absolutely offended by it. I'm fucking offended by you, actually.
I should be offended by you, because you...
I am offended by you.
You know that I should be offended by the tranny place. And
why? Because you won't fix your transmission? Because you want to run around and dress like a fucking woman?
Oh, no.
Because you have problems in your fucking head? Because you can't fucking get off on it? Like, what? How is that our fucking problem?
Get off on fixing my transmission? What?
I'm confused. Like, what the fuck is your problem? Like,
it sounds like you're kind of being
a girl, you're mad because the guy fixes transmissions? Like, what? What?
Oh, well, no, he says he's got a tranny place. I thought that wasn't very cool of him.
What do you mean a tranny place? It's the fucking tranny clinic, you dumbass. That's what I'm telling you. It's a transmission clinic. He fixes fucking transmission.
No, he doesn't. No, that's silly.
Yes, he fucking
that's
does,
ridiculous.
You dumbass.
Oh, you're the dumbass.
I'm the dumbass. Okay.
And you're making fun of.
Fine. I was just going to see if you actually people. Had any balls, but since you dress up like a woman, obviously you don't. So no, I'll talk to you later.
I tuck them in, honey. Okay, that was somebody that I pranked earlier today. It's actually a guy that owned a garage, and I've deleted the prank. I'm sorry. It wasn't funny. I basically just tried to call him up and tell him that it was very offensive for him to be calling his business the tranny shop or whatever it was, which is a dumb prank. You know, I've done that before. And this guy didn't react, but this lady in the background sounded pissed, but she was also laughing. And I said something about that bitch in the background, and that's around when he hung up on me. And I could go find the prank, and I could insert it right here, but I'm not going to, because it wasn't a funny prank. All you get to hear is the aftermath of that lady calling me. This is just like on my last Hobosode, where I just described this really long prank call that happened, so I could play her crazy voicemails that she left me after the prank call, even though I deleted the original prank call. That's what my show is now these days. I'm just describing prank calls that happened that I deleted. Here's a Marriott hotel that Roberto wants me to call. He has the manager's name and everything.
Thank you for calling the Marriott. How may I assist you?
Hey, I'm kind of next door up on the roof, you know. Behind you, this mobile auto detailing place.
Sure.
Sir. Okay. Look, we're looking through your windows, you know, through the guest room windows with binoculars, and we found two people that are naked that we can see through the binoculars. And that's kind of offensive to us. Sir. Sir.
Hi. You've reached reservation services for Marriott.
What?
This call may be mon.
Why would he transfer me to reservations?
Marriott's front. How may I assist
you? Hey, you transfer me to reservations. How come? I was talking to you.
Look, sir, what can I help you with?
Okay, I'll start over. I'm at the auto detailing place behind the hotel, you know? And we're up on the roof, and we're looking through your windows, the guest windows, through binoculars, and we can see naked people in their rooms.
You're at the detailing place on Street?
Yeah. Yeah, so can you go up there and tell them to, like, get dressed or just not be walking around naked like that?
Okay, so if you're peeping through windows, I'll call the police.
I'm not peeping through windows. We're on our own roof.
You are.
No.
Yeah. Staring into windows with a binocular.
Yeah, we have binoculars.
And you're complaining to me.
Yeah, because we shouldn't have to look at that. I'm a Christian. And I'm just, you know, we're just up here looking through the binoculars, having fun.
Looking into guest room windows.
Yeah, they shouldn't be naked in there. Well, tell them to shut their windows or something. I've seen this lady's boobs. I've seen them for the past, I don't know, 20 minutes now. And her husband's just sitting in there. He doesn't even care. She's just walking around with her boobs.
Hanging out. I'll forward your number to the police.
Why would you forward my number to the police?
Because you're peeping into guest windows and you're calling me to tell me that.
You should call the police on these guests because that's indecent exposure. Like, you're not
in their own room.
Well, they're in public basically because they have the windows, the curtains open. You need to tell your guest how to act in public. Oh my God, I'm looking at her right now. She's just walking around with her boobs hanging out. No reason at all. And honestly, she faces the window quite a bit with her boobs hanging out. I do not like it. Oh, look. I'm going to get reservations again. I'm going to hang up. I'm pretty sure he sent me back to reservations. That's how he deals with stuff. He just sends them over to reservations. And oh shit, I forgot that I have the manager's name. I could have asked for him by name, and then I would have seemed a lot more legitimate as a person peeping in windows. Here's another hotel. This one looks more independent. And this one is also from Roberto.
Thank you for calling the Alita. Hold please, and we'll be right with you.
Oh no, don't put me on hold. Shit. Okay, I'm giving up on this other hotel. They just put me on hold forever. They never picked up. I waited around for a few minutes. Thanks for the number, Roberto. And I tried your other numbers. They didn't work out, but I will try them again before I throw this email away. All right, here is a number from someone named Poncho Man. He says, I hear you guys do prank calls. I work for an undisclosed fast food restaurant. And the other day I got absolutely harassed by an old ass woman calling my coworkers and me idiots, accusing us of stealing her money, all of it. Then she ran away when I showed her proof that we gave her food, money, and a receipt, so therefore we owed her nothing. She left me with her number and gave me consent to share the number with his GM. If it isn't a moral crime, I'd like to offer her number. What goes around comes around. She's an older white woman. Please use that info as you will. A moral crime? Come on, all my phone calls are moral crimes. I'm a real asshole on the phone, if you haven't noticed. I wouldn't call somebody unless it was a moral crime, so let's call up this lady whose name I don't know.
Hello, this is Deborah. Please leave me a message and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Oh, there's her voicemail. Now I know her name. Let me try again.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Deborah.
Yeah.
It's Steve Dave from T-Mobile. I needed to let you know.
Hear you.
Okay. I needed to let you know that we're changing your phone number right now.
I'm sorry, you're doing what?
We're changing your phone number, 8612.
You're changing my phone number?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I don't want you to change my phone number.
Oh, no, we have to. I'm sorry. There's no charge for it or anything.
Why are you changing my phone number?
It's been, somebody outbid you on it. It's a celebrity actually wants your number. So they're just going to take...
Wait, hold on. You will not change my phone number. I need it for work. I need it for a lot of things.
Oh, no, you'll still have a number. It'll be a different number.
No, I need my same number.
Oh, no, it's the same thing. You can still make calls on this one. People can still call you on it. We're just changing your number, that's all.
No, I need my same phone number. I have lots of people that have my number.
Okay, well, you just have to give it out to them. But your old number...
Why are you changing my number?
This 8612, it's being... You were outbid on it. They gave us a certain amount of money, and we're giving them your phone number.
No, I don't want my number changed.
Okay, well, no, I wasn't calling to ask permission. It's pretty much a done deal. There's just...
Who is this?
Oh, my name is Kevin from T-Mobile. I'm in the call center here in San...
And why are you doing this?
There's a celebrity. They're taking your number, and I'm going to assign you a brand new number.
What do you mean a celebrity is taking my phone number?
Well, that's what we call them. Ma'am, it's Kamala Harris is taking your number because it spells her name, and she's going to be the next president.
No, and she cannot have my number.
Well,
no.
I'm sorry. I should say she's running for president. I don't mean to say she's going to be the next president.
She cannot have my number. It's my number. That's illegal.
Ma'am,
you can't do that.
It's not illegal. The number belongs to us. We're just we're signing it to somebody else and we're giving you a number. It's still in the 3 area code.
No.
But your phone number spells Kamala, okay?
No.
Well, I'm not asking permission. I'm letting you know it's about
no.
to change. You really should write down your new number. Do you have something to write with?
No, I am not changing my number. I have family that's in the hospital. I have emergencies going on. I have a lot of people. I work. That's a work number for me.
Your family.
You cannot change
your family
my number.
Your family,
no.
Your family that's in the hospital, are they stupid?
Are they what?
Are they stupid?
Why?
Well, if they're not stupid, you could just give them your new phone number and they'll be able to call you still.
Don't be fucking ignorant. Who are you?
I'm still the same guy from T-Mobile in the call center.
No. You're,
yes, I am.
No. I want to talk to a manager.
Well, it's just Carol here today. She's the assistant manager.
I want to talk to a manager.
But she's going to tell you the same thing. It's Kamala Harris's number
now. No, I have emergencies going on. You will not take my number.
What kind of emergencies?
No. None of your fucking business.
Are any of the emergencies, do any of them involve stupid people?
I have physical problems. I'm going into the hospital tomorrow. I have my children coming in from out of state.
Is the physical problem?
I cannot have any type of change in phone number.
Is the physical problem in your brain? Does it make you unable to remember your new phone number? I'm sorry, you guys. I really wanted to put Carol on with her, but this lady's telling me that it's impossible to have a new phone number, because how would anybody ever remember a new phone number?
Hello, this is Deborah. Please leave me a message, and I will get back to you.
Shoot, she's not going to pick up for the supervisor.
Hello, this is Deborah.
I think she may have blocked me. Let me try from a number local to her.
Hello, this is Deborah. Please leave me a message, and I will...
She just refuses to pick up.
Oh, well. I tried calling from two different numbers, and she just won't pick up anything now. So thank you, Poncho Man, for that phone number. That was kind of fun, even though I didn't let her talk to Carol. I tried really hard to, though. Here's a shitty sign from the sign guy. He sent me six signs all together, and one of them really stands out to me as a shitty sign because it's a white background with black print on it. And the print is just some lame font. They couldn't even put bold font on it. You got to get up really close to read it. I think this guy could use some help with his sign.
Hello.
Hey, there's this heating and cooling. Hello?
I'm sorry. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. I didn't hear what you said to me.
Oh, I was calling for the heating and cooling place.
That's me. How can I help you?
Oh, this is Steve Dave from Staples. We do professional signs, and we noticed that your sign looked like shit. The one that's it's poking in the grass downtown Kansas City by the food trucks.
What would you like to look? Would you like to be like pink and blue and red?
Well, you know, just we could add some color in there and do some fonts. Like your sign just looks really, really shitty. It's just like Arial.
You know what,
font.
Man? If you're gonna talk your crap. Then you go somewhere else, okay? Well, you understand that?
No, I'm trying to help.
You punk-ass motherfucker.
I'm trying to help.
Don't call here and start using your shit on me, okay?
I'm trying to help you, piece of
then
shit.
Then talk professionally.
Sir, I'm trying to help you. Your sign looks shitty.
Then talk professionally.
Okay, I will. Your sign looks stupid.
Let me tell you something you don't understand. When you put those signs out, the way the cities are, you get about 3 or 4 days out of those signs, and they uproot them everywhere, well,
that
okay?
Doesn't make
That's
sense to
game.
Put a shitty sign up, then.
Hey, fuck off, okay?
Okay, that's, yeah, thanks, sign guy. That was a shitty sign from the sign guy.
Hello, this is Todd.
Oh, hey, I was calling about your junk removal.
Yeah, how can I help?
Well, do we have to be present there for you to come in and just take a bunch of our junk and take it away?
No.
Okay, great.
Yeah, if you're not... Are you in a different location?
Yeah, well, I got divorced recently, and I'm going to have you just go to my bitch of an ex-wife's house and just take everything out of her garage. Like, she actually has good stuff in there. Like, she does yard sales and a bunch of... It's mostly her stuff in there. I just want you to take it all.
Okay.
Just to piss her off.
Oh, okay.
I have the address. You just need to go... Just open up the garage and get in there and take it all. But and don't leave any business cards or anything that would let her know who did it. Hey, he forgot to get the address from me. That's weird.
This is Todd with junk removal.
Shoot.
Leave a message and we'll get back.
He's just not going to pick up. I've tried a bunch of times. Whatever. And it looks like the rest of the numbers in this email are not picking up. So I'm just going to give up and end the show and play some voicemails.
Hey, Roy, it's T-Falcon here.
Hey, T-Falcon.
Motherfuck, I messed up the last voicemail I was trying to leave, and I tried to press pound and it
didn't. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Anyway, I got a call on my Google Voice number like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody left a voicemail.
It wasn't me.
Getting my number confused with somebody else and called me Laura. And asked about...
I bet that's not the first time you've been called Laura. I don't know what I mean by that, sorry.
Asked about pruning.
Okay.
I guess for her yard or bushes or whatever.
Yeah.
And so naturally, when I discovered this, I decided to text the number this morning, claiming to be Laura, and asking if her yard needs pruned this month.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, it's already been pruned. So I said, well, okay, bitch. Don't waste my time then.
Wow.
To which she responded,
that's very rude of you.
I'm in an assisted living facility with a broken hip.
Aww.
Brad, how much am I going to hell for that one?
You're going all the way to the hell. I'm sure of that now.
Anyway, see you, Brad. Thought it was a funny story. Bye.
Don't worry. It happens to me all the time. Usually I delete those calls so people don't know what an awful person I am. And then I don't leave voicemails on shows and just admit to what I just did. It all stays bottled up inside of me when I reach an old dying person that I'm trying to prank.
Hey, Brad, this is I don't regret not jumping from Maryland. Hey, I just heard that Arizona has a law where it's against the law to pretend like you're somebody else, to misrepresent yourself at a telephone call.
Oh, no.
Just thought I'd let you know you might want to X Arizona off the map.
Ah, fuck that.
Thanks.
I'm a rebel. I do what I want. I'm going to call Arizona even more now. It's supposed to be illegal to make prank calls in Maryland, too. But I've never heard of anyone getting in trouble for that. And I do it all the time. Maybe it's just if you're in Maryland.
Brad.
Hey.
Oi, Brad, you'll need to change your voicemail. Because I think you've actually had that one for quite a while.
Yeah, probably. Oh. I probably had that one for like 5 years or something now. I really should change that.
So,
you're right.
What are the rules? See if you were to do like an Ed Powell prank. Remember Ed Powell, the policeman? The policeman soundboard? Is that technically not... I wonder if that's actually allowed, or is that still...
It's a loophole.
...contacting, still pretending to be a police officer. I like listening to the Ed Powell pranks. They're really, really funny. But
I have never heard of that soundboard of a policeman where you can pretend to be a policeman without actually pretending to be a policeman, because you're just using the soundboard. It's not your words. And I have no idea if that's actually legal or not. I would think if you had a soundboard where you threatened to kill people, that would still be your fault for calling up people and pushing the buttons to say, I'm going to kill you or whatever.
Hey, Brad, never mind any of those previous messages that I posted.
I only see one.
Robert K. But I was just saying, like, I really miss your freaking True Green calls, like...
Okay.
Especially the Dandelion ones. I mean, like, that was one thing that I was able to, like, really bond with over my dad. Like, with my dad about. I just, like, showed him those calls, and then we're, like, both laughing, just like, why the fuck does somebody care about Dandelions that much?
People are psycho.
Anyway.
That's why.
Fucking. You should definitely do some more Dandelion calls.
Okay. I'll
sorry,
do it.
I had a little much to drink, but,
You don't say. I couldn't tell at all.
I'm winking my butthole out of here.
Okay. Wink your butthole out of here, then. Yeah, I don't think I've done any serious Dandelion calls this year, so I just written that on my prank call ideas page, and I will do more of those maybe on the next show, but... I don't know, at least before the summer's over. Unless I just completely forget and never do them again.
Hi, I'm Silky Johnson. And when I'm not hotboxing my mom's Honda Civic and clapping some girl's cheek, I'm listening to Kenny Loggins' CD.
I thought I was Silky Johnson.
I'm listening to the Snowplow Show.
Okay.
Silky Johnson also gets down to the Take Your Pants Off Show every Wednesday.
I love voicemails where there's multiple people on talking at the exact same time. It makes it so easy to hear. Thanks, Silky Johnson. Let's do a couple more of these voicemails and get out of here.
Hey, Brad, it's Paulie from the 425, and this is a really fucking lame voicemail because I wanted to call and leave a voicemail, but I don't have, like, fucking anything to say, which sucks, and I just passed 30 seconds.
No, you didn't.
You should call the CEO of CrowdStrike and tell him you're going to charge him a hobo fee or something. I don't know. Fuck this voicemail. Okay.
That was great. That was 22 seconds total. I think you're talking about my long outgoing message. Took you past 30 seconds. Way too quick. That part doesn't count. It only counts after the beep and you start talking.
Hi, Brad. My name is Sandy. I live in Florida.
Hello.
You are hilarious.
I'm not.
Especially with the Mildred Monday song, Manic Monday. Oh, you're hysterical. And I also like the one where you said that the candy cane in the toilet. Oh, you are so funny.
Are you being sarcastic?
Your pranks are hilarious.
Thanks.
I think you're great. And I just hope that you continue doing all these pranks.
I will.
You really make me laugh and you make my day.
Okay.
Take care.
You need to back off of your phone, sir, because you sound a little bit distorted.
Bye.
All right, bye. Sorry I yelled at you.
Hey, Brad, it's Choclo from Chicago. So I'm sitting in a parking lot in an abandoned warehouse, and I was listening to the radio, and I heard the new song by Eminem, Houdini.
Oh,
and boy, what do you think popped in my head?
Oh, I don't know. I wonder if it's the thing that a billion people mentioned to me when they posted that song on all the things.
Well, it switches. It's almost the exact same song.
Yeah, except my version's better and funnier.
That's what I thought. So, I don't know. I thought that was pretty fucking cool. Maybe you got a copyright claim on that one, Brad. All right. Thank you for everything. I love you for 10 years now.
Wow. Okay. You love me long time. I don't think I own the Abracadabra song. I think that still belongs to that one old guy. Shit, I don't even remember. Who sings that? Anyway, the show is over now. I'm leaving. I'm very sorry there was not a show last week. It'll never happen again. You can trust me. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Basket of Grapes, Danny Boy, Jimmy S., Climatiz, and Shrink Man. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. That way, when I don't do a snowplow show for 2 freaking weeks, at least maybe you'll get a hobo-sode. Maybe.
I pop out my rhymes faster than Pez. Ask Bill Gates and see what he says. I went to his office to borrow some pins. Took one off his desk and accidentally took his bin. I'm driving down the street, listen to Leak Geek Beat. A laptop in the window is pretty freaking sweet. Man, this ride has some hot circuitry. Bill Gates is so, hacks are elite. So his leak car wrecked and it took my breath. Fatal error like the blue screen of death. Stranded on the information highway road. The car stopped receiving its binary code. I headed back to wherever Bill was. I found him doing whatever it is he does. Making some software that's worse than a rash. An operating system that you know is gonna crash. So I returned his car and he got real pissed off. He grabbed his keys to return to Microsoft. I yelled, wait a minute, you forgot something. But before he could respond, I heard his cell phone ring. Shortly after answering, Bill collapsed and sobbed. He just got informed he got owned by Steve Jobs. Bill thought he had it all in the back, making operating system with crashes and lag. He thought a 486 PC was fast. It ran Windows ME, what a blast from the past. The operating system is so old, it was a horror story my grandmother told. She said, I'm sorry, my software is fine. You need to get a faster cable line. She said, I have T8 in a really nice computer. I built it myself and connected it to a router. He said, LOL, it's not a router, it's a router. Then he said, LOL, even louder. She got pretty mad and hung up the phone. Bill looked at me and then headed home. So sitting online thinking of where I've been, about how I wanted to borrow a pen. I said, I pissed off Bill and changed his resolution. I guess I wasn't prepared for the Bill Gates revolution.
Someone from corporate is telling me to pull up my socks.